Welcome to the Yossi Schmidt Show, presented by Team World Supporter. This week, we will be talking about cancel culture, how horrifying it is, and what's next. This week, the left decided, enough is enough, we cannot have racism anymore. We have to cancel this horrifying racist. He writes so many books that are racist and perverts the minds of our little kids. This man is so horrifying. It's beyond crazy how he does this. Who could this man be? Oh wait, his name is Dr. Seuss. The imagery in his books are terrifying, and they're horrible about how they portray the blacks. Oh my gosh, these 6 books of his, they must be shelved, no longer published. No longer able to be read by anybody. His books are vintage now, and they must be kept away from everyone at all costs. We cannot stand for this. This is beyond. But in all reality, this cancel culture is taking things to a new level. Someone says something that we don't like, we don't agree with. Instead of just simply minding our own business, just moving on in life, continuing on with our day-to-day situations. We must cancel them! They're refusing to wear a mask! Get out! They refuse to abide by what I consider social norms. Get out! Oh my gosh, we must dig into his past and find what he's done in the past 15 years ago. Oh my god, he's beyond horrifying. People! This guy is horrible! Move on in life. But no, we have to cancel them. We have to ruin their lives forever because they made a mistake. They did blackface. They did something terrible. Grow up. Grow up. Listen, people make mistakes in their lives. We learn from them. Mistakes are here for us to grow and become better people. That's why we make mistakes. If I were to say that I never made a mistake in my life, I'd be lying. If President Biden were to be saying that he never made a mistake in his life, he'd be lying. If former President Trump said that he never made a mistake in his life, he'd be lying. If anyone said that they never made a mistake in their life, they'd be lying. But to take these fundamental ways for people to grow and turn them into something that could kill their life, kill their livelihood, kill them, because they don't have a livelihood, they don't have anything, let's destroy them. This is beyond insanity. Seriously speaking, I'm going to go into depth on where this could take us. Please, think and stop. I was just talking to my friend the other day. If we don't stop cancel culture right now, you know what's next? The Bible is next. For the Judeo-Christian people, our Holy Bible, which what we live by, is next. They're coming for it. There's something racist in the Bible. Let's burn the Bible. Let's no longer publish the Bible. Let's edit the Bible, because we don't agree with what's in it. People, the Bible is the fundamentals of lives. We can no longer let this happen, because they're coming for the Bible. Seriously speaking, it's horrifying where we've let this come. Cancel culture because of a mistake that someone did, or well, even better, what we define as a mistake that they did in the past. Who are we to decide what is a mistake? You call something racist? You want to know the truth? When I look in the media and I see black man killed, why do I care that he's black? You're the one that's racist. You're the one that's pointing out that he's black. A person that's killed is horrible. Who cares if he's black, white, or Asian? You're the one that's bringing race up, not me. I look at all people the same. We all have the right to live. We all have the right to die. We all have the right to do whatever we want. Why are you bringing up the color of the skin? You're accusing me of being racist? People, Think about the definition of racism. You're judging someone by the color of their skin? What's going on? And you're calling me racist? I'm sorry that I keep on repeating it. It's just beyond. Please, do yourselves a favor. And when you see someone trying to, quote, cancel someone, stop them when you get a chance. Stop them. Tell them that they're next. Stop them. Stop cancel culture in its feet right now. Stop the path. It's up to you, the listener. Please leave us a review on either Podchaser or iTunes, as it really helps us climb the charts. Thank you very much. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. Please remember to subscribe to us, follow us wherever you listen to podcasts, and stay tuned for the next one. Thank you so much.